Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Karmic Path with your hosts, Tina Irwin and Laura Van Tine. Join us as we dive into the normal and the paranormal to break through the darkness and to help you realize how karma, spiritual law, and psychic ability all combine to open the doors of understanding. This is the place where we build the karmic connections between science, psychology, and spirituality. But can we change our karmic path? Can we help someone else's karma? Stay tuned and join us for an opportunity to look at life and spirituality from a down-to-earth, no-nonsense, practical perspective. The Karmic Path Radio Show with Laura and Tina, Better Karma for Better Living, starts now.
Welcome, everyone, to The Karmic Path. I'm Tina Irwin. Every time we start this show, we say everyone has a karmic path. And this week's show is particularly poignant and important in so many ways. Sometimes when one person's karmic path collides or deliberately collides with the karmic path of an entire group of people, the ripple effect can go on for a very, very long time, decades. And it takes a lot of energy and a lot of deep thought to figure out, why did this happen? What can we do about it? And what lessons can we learn from it? Over Easter Sunday, a shooter went into a synagogue in Poway. And this is Laura's hometown. So I'm going to turn this over to you and let you share what you know about your town and what happened.
Well, thank you. And we're bringing this up, and this was actually on the docket for a show for a while now. And that is, what causes a soul to go dark? What causes that disconnection between spirituality, humanity, and the divine or God? And Poway is no exception to any other town. It's a quiet little town. It's probably more tolerant than most other cities. No city is perfect. My kids grew up going into a dual immersion program where they spoke Spanish as their first language, and 50% of their classmates were Hispanic and 50% were other. It has a lot of tolerance to it. And what happened on Easter Sunday was really quite shocking. A 19-year-old kid walks into a synagogue, it's about 2 miles or so away from my house, and starts shooting. And the shocking part of this is that this kid was quote unquote normal. He grew up in a very solid family, full of love, full of tolerance. His dad is a public school teacher. He's the kind of teacher who would bring in snacks on Saturday school to help kids. And I mean, just a great family. What caused this kid, who's 19 years old and a nursing student, to snap? And that's what this show is about today. It's not about my town and what happened in my town, but we're seeing this all over the place. The day after the shooting, there was a shooting at UNC in North Carolina. And this week there was a shooting in New York and Colorado. What is happening? What causes a soul to go dark?
I think that this question is one that's sitting in the minds of millions of us, not just the people in any particular town that has a shooting or some other event. I think that we have to look at what's actually happening.
Well, go ahead, I'm sorry.
What's actually happening in the mind of this student? And the problem is, we're not really going to know that. But he had a focus on saving lives, of wanting to help others. He was an honor student. And
he's on the dean's list.
He was on the dean's list. And all of a sudden, something changed. And part of what we're really focusing on today is, what could cause such a change? We're not going to sit here and say we have all the answers, because
that would be amazing.
Well, we're really psychic, yeah. But that would be arrogant.
It would be. And what really stuck with me throughout this thing in Poway was the rabbi said in an interview afterwards, he says, I couldn't see his eyes. I couldn't see his soul. And that's what this is about. And I know I have seen people walk in or entities enter another body and you can see their eyes change.
I've seen that too. And I actually saw that with a client and the guy had green eyes. And when this, whatever this darkness was, entered his body, his eyes went black, not brown or
dark brown or
black. And it's as if the light that was the soul was temporarily turned off and it didn't come back on the whole time he was with us.
All right. And so one of the questions that we had when we were discussing this is, what is going on? Because it was about 20 years ago in April, I believe, that the Columbine shooting started. And that's kind of what seems to be almost the starting point of these mass shootings.
Well, because I have to look at that. In the dark ages when I grew up.
When the dinosaurs she used to ride a pent brontosaurus to school and back.
Yeah. These things were unheard of. Absolutely, completely unheard of. And even into now, mass killings have always taken place.
Right.
I mean, you can't sit around and say, oh, well, this is a first. In this window of the last 20 years, this has just skyrocketed. That's not true. It's always taken place, but not in the almost daily numbers it's taking place now. And everybody points to, if we could just get rid of, for instance, a particular weapon, that would stop it.
If we got rid of guns, it would stop everything. But the reality is that this kid probably would have figured something else out, a pipe bomb, run his car through a building. Fly an airplane into a building.
So, it doesn't matter what the weapon of choice is. Richard Speck murdered 8 nurses, and he used a knife.
You know, I'm going to also mention that in the synagogue shooting, some kind of divine intervention happened because the assailant's gun jammed and it was an
AR-15.
Automatic. Yeah. It jammed. And at that point in time, there was an off-duty Border Patrol agent in the synagogue who was able to fire a couple of shots, which had him out running. So because of that counteraction with that gun, we're not saying we're pro-guns or anti-guns. This is just a fact. He stopped. I believe he stopped more killings.
Yes, because the synagogue was very proactive. And this person was a person who was filled with hate. Now, I think it's important to talk about, to go back to his family for a moment, because as much tragedy as people are feeling, the families of the individuals who perpetrate the violence are left in perpetual shock, horror, and in disbelief at what happens. The family said, our sadness pales in comparison to the grief and anguish our son has caused so many people. We taught him to love. To our great shame, he is now part of the history of evil that has been perpetrated on Jewish people for centuries. And the family is just in shock. And this reminds me of a situation that took place many years ago in an Amish schoolhouse. A man that they all knew and loved.
He snapped also.
And did he snap or was he focused on something that his wife didn't know about? His wife was the wife. She said, my label will forever be that I'm the wife of a murderer. And the Amish community chose a very different path, a path to forgiveness. And they embraced this murderer's wife. And I remember personally just shedding quite a few tears over what must have happened among those children. And I think the community is stunned because this kid had no priors. He had never done anything that made him feel this way. And what we also have seen in the past is the individual who perpetrated what happened in Sandy Hook was completely focused on the violence of so many other shootings. And sometimes these things appear to have an echo effect, which is a ripple effect, which is a karmic effect. If one person could do it, maybe another person, and another person who is having murderous, in the psychiatric term, murderous ideation. They were thinking about doing something horrible. Well, that person is now able to think about it on a much more concrete basis and find a different way. And what people say about these individuals who perpetrate violence is this isn't the man I knew. Timothy McVeigh used ammonium nitrate. He used fertilizer to blow up the Murrah building in Oklahoma City. He blew up a van, and he was an Army veteran. He was not sorry till his dying day.
Right. And so what happens, and we're going to talk in the next segments, possibilities of what can happen, what makes somebody basically go dark, what happens to them. We're going to be talking about a lot of different possible angles to hopefully shed some insight, because it's not necessarily a mental health issue, but maybe it's a spiritual health issue.
And I think that there are some things that lead up to a spiritual health issue, because we're seeing this as a repetition. We keep saying, oh, if we just fixed one thing, it would all stop. Well, that's not stopping it. So we must step outside what we think we know and start embracing some concepts that we might not have thought about that are influencing people today that were not influencing people in the past.
Right.
Something new has started.
I'm going to cut you off because you are listening to the Karmic Path radio show on Transformation Talk Radio. And while before we take a break, go check out theoillounge.com. They have a ton of information there available for you on essential oils and how they can help in a myriad of different ways. So you are listening to the Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will be back shortly.
You do realize I'm watching the clock.
No.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Welcome back to The Karmic Path. We're talking about what causes a soul or a person to go dark, to lose that connection between God or source and humanity and themselves. And we're going to be offering some theories about some concepts basically about this. And Tina, I want you to go ahead and start with a military example that you were talking about.
One of the things I think we have to look at is that we're seeing a lot of violence against a person's self and others in these times. Suicide is up in some groups 70%, in other groups teens. in teens 70%, in African Americans 77%. Among the military, they're seeing the highest levels of suicide I think they've ever seen. And some of the shooters have been people who didn't feel they could get anybody's attention any other way. And that wasn't who they were. And the military keeps searching for answers. And I think that maybe we need to be looking at what is causing the mental health of these individuals to break down. Something is happening. And in fact, we did some studying before we did this show, and Time Magazine has come out with this magazine, Good and Evil.
The Science of Good and Evil. And there's a lot in here. And there's actually a quote from Carl Jung.
I think that's important to look at. Carl Jung, one of the fathers of modern psychology and the person who introduced the concept of the shadow, the dark side of human nature, said in 1961, "Today we need psychology for reasons that involve our very existence. We stand face to face with the terrible question of evil and do not even know what is before us, let alone what to pit against us. We have no imagination for evil, but evil has us in its grip." And I think that it's time to look at some things that are currently influencing people today.
One of those things are violent video games. When you have teenagers that are sitting in front of a TV playing violent video games, they're isolating themselves from humanity and they're focused on killing. And these games are so realistic nowadays. Now, will it affect everybody the same way? Absolutely not. But how do we know who is more fragile than another? What does this do, that constant being in a battle online, even if it's not quote unquote real, it is very real. What does that do to our auric field and our frequency?
Well, what they were saying is that the American Journal for Forensic Psychiatry did many, many hundreds of pages of analysis on the Columbine shooters, Mr. Harris and Mr. Klebold, and they noted the depth with which these two men were involved in violent video games.
And these were the Columbine shooters.
These were the Columbine shooters. And their parents took their video games away. And after they took their games away, they became so enraged. They took their anger and their violence out on the school at Columbine. And
so what took over those boys is the big question. We're never going to know. But that's just not normal behavior.
Well, it's not normal, but it happens. It happens. What we're also looking at, and we certainly see this in the military, and we're seeing this more and more and more with our youth, and that is the use of psychotropic drugs. Military comes back, and many of them have traumatic brain injuries. Something happened. But you could have a traumatic brain injury from a sports event. And when you put somebody on a psychotropic drug, you don't know what the outcome's going to be. Many of them feel suicidal and some of them feel homicidal. So let's add that to the element that we may not know.
Not all bodies are created equal. And this is, I think, the big foundation of the problem. And when we have, you know, if you have an infection and you're allergic to one form of an antibiotic, there's other options available. And that's not always true with other pharmaceutical drugs.
It's not. We're also seeing something today that we have never seen before in the history of this planet. And that is mandated drugs given to young people. By the time a child is six, 63 doses of mandated drugs are required. By the time they're 18, the number is 86 mandated doses of drugs. And these drugs include...
They have elements in them that are neurotoxins. What does that do to a developing brain? They also include...
Well, let's talk about those neurotoxins for just a second.
All right.
The neurotoxins include mercury, aluminum, and polysorbate 80.
And we don't know what they do.
Well, we do know that polysorbate 80, it crosses the blood-brain barrier. And they're using monkey, pig,
and human.
Human DNA and dog DNA. And they're all mixed up. You don't know exactly which one, which is exactly what you said. You don't know what the answer is. So if you also add to this mixture a psychotropic drug, and the person's brain is being almost reprogrammed with violent video games, now you have potentially a ticking time bomb.
Right. And we unfortunately, we can't go out and say this person yes, this person no. That's not how it works. And what are we doing to these brains of our youth, I guess, is the big question. And we're not saying do this or that. We're just posing theories.
We're just asking some questions. And since we know that the mandated drugs have never been tested, they've never been proven safe.
Right. There is a law that was passed in the 80s that says that they can do their own testing. And
ask Boeing what happens when you do your own testing.
Right. Or, you know, I was a middle school teacher for a lot of years. Okay. If I were to give my kids a final exam and say, here's the final exam, kids. And by the way, here's the answer key. I'm going to go have some lunch. I'll be back in an hour. What do you think they're going to do?
The point of oversight is oversight. And I think we're also seeing a larger death rate among the opioid addiction. 350,000 people died last year from opioid overdoses. So we've got psychotropic, opioid mandated drugs. And all of these, or a combination, are going into the brains of an entire generation of young people. And what we're doing is we're just putting this out there and we're saying, what is that doing to people?
Is this part of the cause of all of these shootings? And we don't know the answer, but as we're looking at this, in this country alone, there were 4 shootings in a week that caught press. Who knows what else happened that didn't catch press?
And I think we have to be very careful when we're posing these questions, because I have heard people say we need more mental health. That's like saying we need more nutrition. What does that mean? I'm sorry. We need to be a little more specific.
And May is Mental Health Awareness Month, which is why this show was scheduled for May. But what do we do with that?
Well, we could make some proposals, and that is that I think there needs to be a much larger look at what is being put into the bodies, not just of young people, because we also see the mandated drugs in the military. I mean, mandated, massive amounts of mandated drugs in the military. And now you add that to psychotropic drugs and traumatic brain injuries.
And PTSD.
And PTSD. And you can have PTSD if you're a child.
Yeah.
And for instance, the child that we saw with the eyes go dark, in that situation, this child had experienced 3 massive traumas. He wasn't in a war zone, but he was in a family war zone in his own way. So his trauma was so great. It's almost as if part of his soul began to be so eroded, he could no longer maintain his consciousness in the body. That's what is concerning. If the rabbi saw it in the flick of an eye, right, I have a feeling a lot of other people are seeing it too.
Well, if you look at the news, and I think everybody listening can identify with this, you're watching, let's say, the 5 o'clock news or something, and you know this killer comes on, or this guy who created a horrible crime comes on, and you look at his eyes and they're just black. What happened to that soul?
And I know that when you were in the teaching field, I mean, you're an educator, how many drugs were being given to kids just you know, at lunchtime by the school nurse.
There's a lot. I mean, the school nurses or health techs are really busy now because at the lunch hour, because they have a line of kids out the door to medicate kids for a variety of reasons. We're not saying don't medicate your kids, don't get me wrong, but we're questioning, is there an overabundance of this and why? We don't know for sure, but you know.
What we're concerned with and what we're questioning is drug interaction combined with trauma, combined with potentially other mitigating factors like violent video games. So now you have this potentially toxic soup.
And we're not looking at the spiritual element of these souls.
And when a person's brain becomes overloaded, the nerve endings inside the brain, the myelin sheath that covers the nerve endings, are they short-circuiting? I don't know. I'm asking the question, could they be short-circuiting? Could what makes a person human be short-circuiting to the point that they don't even recognize themselves anymore?
What is stunting the amygdala part of the brain?
All right. And we are about to go to break. And you are listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. And we want everyone to pay wonderful attention to the Oil Lounge. They have some amazing products, which actually help your brain on so many yes. levels. We'll be right back.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you.
back to the Karmic Path and Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking about what makes a soul go dark, and we've talked about these external elements, but now we're going to kind of bring it back into frequency, auric fields, and what helps and hinders those, our frequency and auric fields, and what they are.
Every person has a frequency. You can have a frequency when you come in.
It can be vibration, whatever that
whatever
word
is. You want to call it. And it's if you were to look at it on a harmonic scale, if you're, we'll use an example of a person of a high frequency, which would be, most people have heard of the Dalai Lama. It's not a really high frequency of love and compassion and hope and caring. But a person who is a murderer has a super low frequency. And the rest of us are somewhere on that scale in between.
Right. And our frequencies ebb and flow. They go up and down. And, you know, you get hit with a trauma or something, you're just knocked out. But you got to build it back up. And the reason why we're talking about frequency is we're talking about what happens to that soul when they go dark or when something takes them over that we can't physically see. The higher we have our baseline of frequency, the harder it is for these elements to enter our body.
Well, and when we say elements, what we're talking about are different, I hate to use the word entities, but they do exist. And let me give you an example of what we've heard, you know, for lifetimes before there were all these shootings. And that is a person who's normally the sweet, happy person drinks. And when that person, when you drink, your auric field drops.
That would be alcohol, I'm assuming.
Alcohol, not tea.
Okay.
Not my endless glasses of tea. When you drink alcohol, especially hard liquor, but mostly any alcohol to excess, it drops your frequency to zero. It also, it's sort of like on Star Trek, you have no shields. Your shields are completely gone. And your auric field
goes away. It gets holes in it.
Your auric field is your immune system. It's what keeps you psychically safe. So people say, oh my gosh, when he drinks, he's a different person, or I wouldn't recognize her. And this person does these terrible things when they're drinking. When they're sober, they go, well, I couldn't have done that, or I wasn't myself, or I don't remember doing that. Well, who did? Who did those terrible things? Well, that person sitting in prison who thinks they didn't do it, but right, they did. So what happened to them?
Well, and you know, they're called spirits for a reason. And now we have a variety of different types of spirits, right? I mean, it's not just alcohol anymore.
Well, we do know, because we've seen many thousands of dead people, that a person who commits murder has a lust for the energy and the trauma of murder will seek to inhabit a person with a lower frequency. This is well documented by Dr. Raymond Moody, Dr. Bruce Goldberg, Dr. Edith Fiore, who have also identified this, as well as many other psychiatrists and psychologists who have said, yes, a ghost can come in and take over a person if their frequency is low enough.
And even a dark intelligence, which every culture throughout the history of this planet, every location has words for ghosts, demons, angels, that whole gamut. If they didn't exist, why is that pervasive throughout the history of this planet, regardless of location?
It's pervasive because in this world, there's good and evil. And when a person begins to go, and we talk about, you know, they went down a dark road. Well, that was their karmic path. And could someone have intervened? Yes. Do people intervene every day? Of course they do, and they save them. Let's use an example of what does it look like when someone who, let's say they're not drinking, they don't drink, but they started violent video games. Let's look at what are
that some of the signs.
Some of the signs, yeah, and symbols.
A person who begins to become addicted to violent video games, you're going to see their personality change. And this has some scientific merit behind it too, with studies, loss of a sense of humor. They become dark and brooding. They tend to isolate themselves more and more. They get frustrated and have explosive anger. They may become obsessed with violence and killing things. It could be small animals or really anything.
You also see that the person you knew is gone and another person took their place. And you don't know how to get them back.
And that's the hard part, is how do you get somebody like that back?
And if you can find it out early enough, I know one mom said that she could see that her son was changing and she couldn't figure out what it was. His kid had an amazing sense of humor. Everybody loved him, really easygoing. And all of a sudden he's brooding and sensitive and everything's making him. And you just, it's like he was this walking prickly pear, and God help you if you came near him. And she figured out he was doing violent video games. And she had a heart to heart and said, I'm watching you change. He wasn't far enough gone. She was able to have a willing conversation. The violent video game stopped, and it took about 2 days. And all of a sudden, her son came back and he took his own personality back. And that was a really important thing to understand. You can get them back.
Right. And this is a really good point, because if we all kind of look out for one another, and if your kid is not going through that, but it's a good conversation to bring up with your kids. You know, if you have a friend or someone you know whose personality is changing for not the better in a severe way, you need to say something.
If your 16-year-old is trying to connect ammo and weapons, that's a problem. And you need to be paying attention to what's going on in a person's life. Now, if they're an adult and or they're not living with you, there's probably never going to be a way. One of the other things they said that was involved with this young man with the synagogue killing was that he was involved with the dark web. And I think that that's very important to have an understanding of the dark web. And I'm not going to sit here and say, I understand the dark web, because I don't.
It's somewhere that we have no desire to go, frankly. If it's the dark web, what's so dark about it and why? And why is that appealing?
Because it's appealing because you can get weapons there. I mean, you can outlaw weapons from here to eternity, but somebody goes on the dark web and they get weapons. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, they can get drugs. They can have access to information that you wouldn't imagine. And that's one of the things that the FBI immediately started looking at, because they looked at his computer. And that access to the dark web, in other words, look at the symbolism. Why would you go towards something that is filled with darkness? And what happened to the kid who grew up that everybody knew? Where did he go? And the question is, okay, that's the conscious part of the person was basically shoved out of the body, and somebody really dark, really dark, walked in.
So let's talk a little bit about what can we do to raise our frequency. I mean, we touched on it, but maybe we needed to talk about, you know, what is frequency? Learning how to raise frequency is critical. It's psychic self-defense.
Which is why we wrote these courses. we designed these courses. The main one is psychic self-defense.
And it gives tools and strategies and the science behind how this works. You know, an easy way to raise your frequency is simply by playing Mozart music. Mozart is the highest known frequency music to man to date.
Well, in my other life in the submarine force, I was looking at what constitutes terrorism. And when you have somebody walk into any gathering and start shooting, that's terrorism. It doesn't have to be foreign. There's also this, it's what's called foreign and domestic terrorism. And so in my research and how to do my job when I was in the Navy, I talked to many corporations, including corporations that had mini marts at gas stations, who were very frequently the target of robbery and shootings. And I said, you know, what did you do that was transparent and changed the energy of your location? And they said, we played elevator music. And if somebody's coming up with a lot of violence, elevator music is a turnoff. And in studying the concepts of frequency, what I saw was, well, that's because it's a different frequency. It's a higher frequency. You may not love elevator music, but it's benign.
Right, but it's a higher frequency than screamo or something like that. And, you know, you're reminding me of a plaza that's sort of near my house. And there's a ton of teenagers and kids that live around this plaza because it's surrounded by apartment buildings. and they were having issues. So they started playing 50s doo-wop music. And after 7 p.m., 8 p.m., now you hear crickets and doo-wop music.
Okay, so it's a different frequency. There's nothing super high about doo-wop music. It's just higher than what maybe some of the teenagers were actually playing.
Right.
And if you are a school teacher and you want to make sure there's not violence, you can play Mozart at a super low level in your classroom. I just had a conversation with a teacher about that recently.
And you can also, essential oils are a great way to raise frequency. We use them every day to kind of go shields up whenever we're doing our work. Frankincense essential oil is amazing at helping protect, and you can put it on your solar plexus and it creates a shield. It creates a higher frequency barrier around you. And there's lavender and a whole bunch of other ones that you can use to help raise your frequency. And by the way, they're all found at theoillounge.com.
And we're about to head into a break and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, and we are the Karmic Path, and we'll be right back.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio, as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Welcome back to the Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're talking about what causes a soul to go dark. And this last section, we were discussing frequency and the dropping of frequency. And I know that a lot of violent video games have people whose entire focus is creating a video game addiction. There is a science to this. So we know that this exists. You can't make this stuff up. So if you have a friend or family member and you're watching these changes, you know, music and oils are really great if it's early stages, but that's not going to help somebody who's deeply, deeply involved. And we're not so naive that we've been around the block too many times to think that's going to be the only answer. Sometimes the best answer is to sit down and say, I need to understand you. What's happening to you?
Forcing your kid to have a conversation that maybe you don't want to have, but it's critical for their well-being. And as a parent, you're karmically responsible for having that karmic conversation.
And if you feel that maybe you aren't the right person, and sometimes my philosophy was, I don't really care who the messenger is, as long as the messenger really brings the most positive, wonderful message that the person can hear. Who's the best person to deliver the message?
Like, for example, for those that have spouses, you tell your husband something and it falls on deaf ears, but you know, his buddy tells him the same thing and it's like, oh, this is a great idea. That kind of concept.
And it may be it's a coach, maybe it's
an uncle,
a boss, a coworker, someone. And it may not be a bad idea to look at the number of chemicals in a person's body. And sometimes the addiction can be gambling. In addition, it could be alcohol. It can be violent video games. And who knows what drugs are happening to people. And if you can have an intervention early enough with a young person, then that you might be able, and we're saying might, because I'm sure there are situations where somebody moves out, and they might see them once a month and that person can put on a facade.
Or they're really good. For example, we did a show on, you know, suicide. And we talk about, when we talk to the dead who've committed suicide, they put on this facade, they don't want to share. And that can be part of the issue too.
Well, I think when you look at the family members who are in stunned disbelief that their loved one did this, they don't recognize that person as the person they knew. Your heart has to go out to them, because we're not here to say, well, you know, they should have figured it out early. I think a lot of times people hide it. And I think we have to dig deeper and deeper and deeper to find out, beyond what weapon they used to hurt someone, what did they actually think in their mind? What caused this blackness to take over? And when you look at a ghost who has committed horrible crimes, the soul itself is nothing but this horrendous darkness. And when somebody is that dark, it's very difficult to bring them back from that brink.
And it's really important. We're talking about ghosts. I'm going to a little segue here, but we cross over the dead. We help the dead. A ghost is a soul who is stuck between dimensions, stuck between heaven and earth in this fourth dimension, also known as the hells. And when a soul is stuck there, they are not receiving the healing and guidance and soul restoration that they can get from the heaven world. And that's why it's so important to make sure that, you know, the sweetest grandma crosses over to the most horrific murderer crosses over, so the heaven world can have access to them for soul restoration. And this is key, because in Tina's and my work, we have learned that not everybody reincarnates from heaven.
If this is especially important for someone who commits murder, because that murderer is still incurring karma. They're still trying.
Serial killers are generally not heaven sent.
No. They reincarnate from this dark place, which is why I have read many studies that talked about children from the age of 3 terrified their parents. Their psychotic behavior started at a very, very early age. And some parents actually had to lock their kids up at night because they were so terrified. And now, that may not be true for everybody's case. I do think that if you cross over a murderer, you're not doing it because you want them to be frolicking in the happy meadow. You're doing it so that they will no longer be in the fourth dimension and inhabiting the living, taking over the body of a living person.
I remember a client I had a few years ago whose daughter was murdered, and the mom really was trying and working hard to make sure her daughter crossed over, but her daughter, as a ghost, was living with her. And she tried shaman, she tried
Reiki masters,
she tried paranormal teams to help cross her daughter over, and nobody could do it. And she contacted me. She's on the other side of the country. And as I'm working with her, I can see her daughter, who's a ghost, and she has these black cords wrapped around her legs because her murderer still won't let go of her. And this is a really esoteric, heavy concept, but this is what was happening. Her daughter couldn't cross over because the murderer still had his clutches on her. And by freeing her and crossing over her murderer, it ensures that they probably won't repeat that cycle.
I had a client in a faraway state as well, and her father was a murderer and he died. And she had a 4-year-old and she had a 4-year-old daughter. Her father was telling her to murder her own daughter. What was chilling about this was the 4-year-old could hear her grandfather's tell her mother to kill her. Think about that. You're 4 years old and your dead grandfather is someone you can hear, and he's saying that your mom should murder you.
Right.
And we were able to cross this murderous man over, and the little girl said, you know, the bad man's gone now, mommy. And the mother fought this and fought this and fought this and fought this. And I was so impressed with her courage. But let's say that you're a person who's had your frequency lowered for all of the reasons we previously mentioned. What do you do?
Right.
That becomes very, very difficult. And there are so many murderers not being crossed over, which is one of our big issues, is to teach the living to help the dead.
And this is a reality. It's not just what we think. If we can cross over the most heinous of criminals, it lowers the population of that fourth dimension, because it does impact us. They can inhabit the living. And again, ghosts are known throughout the world, throughout the history of the world. By crossing those souls over, it's really going to help stop these events happening. It's going to take time, though.
Everyone can help. And that's really one of our biggest missions with this show, with our courses. Psychic Self-Defense really talks about this. Healing the Grief of Suicide talks about this. Some people commit suicide after they've already killed somebody, and then they take their own life. Those people really, really need to be crossed over. And that's our biggest hope, is that through this show, people who may never have thought of this or any of these concepts will take a different view of them and find a way to help themselves and others, so that maybe we can stop others from doing this. I know a lot of people say, you know, I really want to change the world and make it a better place. Sometimes you just have to change the world you're living in right this minute,
right,
because that is your world. If you can make that a better place, then I think that's going to echo out in so many ways.
And as we're talking about this, what makes a soul go dark? We're really looking at a spiritual crisis.
Absolutely. It's not about going to buildings of wood and stone or how many prayers you say. Actually, the more prayers you say, the higher it raises your frequency. Yeah. It's about spiritually a disconnect from the divine. And we use the word vine. We use the word God. We don't use the word spirit because there's so many in that population.
Yeah.
But a direct connection. If you can keep that established, I think that we can bring our moral compass and our moral ground back into balance.
And we do want to thank you for listening and tuning in today. This is a show that we're really passionate about, it because we have to do something, and what we're doing is not working. What if we look at that spiritual component, that spiritual crisis, and looking at solving that? And it's that spiritual crisis component is also connected to the mental health, the physical health, the whole body system. And with that, we want to thank you for listening. We want to thank our wonderful producer, Kat Grebe, for helping us out today. She is absolutely amazing. And we want to thank the Oil Lounge for sponsoring the show as well. Go check them out. They have a lot of amazing information and products. And we will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Thank you for spending time with us on the Karmic Path Radio Show. Listen live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time as we explore the fascinating elements of karma and how to make those critical connections between spirituality, science, and psychology. Both of us are seasoned psychics living ordinary lives in public education and the military. Tina and I both have a deep-rooted dedication to learning how the unseen world works and to share this knowledge. Learn how to create a heightened sense of understanding and karmic awareness for greater personal balance with the Karmic Path. For more information, visit thekarmicpath.com.